Blog Talk Radio.
Give a shout out to my boy, the CEO of Most Hated, and I want to give him props for that. He did that for me because he knew that I love the NFL and I love motorcycles, of course. TGIF, it's the Hunter and Friends Show. I'm here at 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. Ah, man, there's so many things that are going on in this world, and we're going to be tuning in. We got some fantastic people on the Hunter and Friends Show today, TGIF again. So, and I want to give a shout out to my girl, Big Legs from Front Queens. I love you so much. Let's get to one of my callers because she got a boogaloo. Hi, it's the Hunter Friends. Are you on? Hello? We'll put them on hold real quick. Here we go. You know it's Friday. Hi, it's the Hunter Friends. Who's on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Miss Pat.
God bless.
God bless. I'm fine to know that voice, Miss Pat. What's going on?
This is Dr. Alyssa Cooper. How are you this afternoon? Calling in from Mount Vernon, New York.
I apologize. I thought you was lovely Miss Pat, who's our community liaison, national president. She was due to come on. And welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show. Thank you for calling in, Doctor.
Yes, yes. It's a pleasure. I'm here, a new pastor inside of Mount Vernon. And certainly we know about our beloved sister, Raynette, passing away, the passing away of her inside of police custody in the jail. One of my questions or one of my concerns is, or one of the things I like to say is this type of stuff, even with Sandra Bland, people passing away in custody of the police, we know that there are extremities and many reasons and all kinds of variables that we might not know or do know about. But one of the things that I want to say I'm very pleased with is social media, because this has happened so many times to so many females. We haven't always heard about these cases, but because of videotaping, Facebooking, Instagrams, it's now getting out where we are forced to reckon with these type of things and to, you know, bring them up and talk about these type of situations that are happening in our communities.
You're exactly correct. And I want to touch on that was one of my hot topics today, and I wanted to touch on that. We're hearing about it now because of social media. We're hearing it because of the internet. We're hearing about it now. All before, imagine, when we were just relying on beepers and just rotary telephones and landlines. There's a lot that we don't know about, and I'm just perplexed because I do know a lot of police officers. I work with a lot of officers, police officers, and not all are bad, but their job is to keep the public safe. And when you have the public, when the public is in their hands and they're not being kept safe, this is a big problem. And I think there should be a shakeup going on in our in our police system, not just here in New York, but all over the United States, this has happened. So we really got to do that. Doctor, we're always pressed for time on the show. I'm going to let you speak, but I'm going to let one of my co-hosts answer that. Lex, are you listening? Welcome to the Hunter and Friends Show, Lex.
Thank you. Thank you, Hunter. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You just say hello to
the doctor. Thank God. I just want to say TGIF to everybody out there that's listening. Thank God it's Friday. Thank you, Lord, for a blessed day. And thank you for this time that we're able to get on the Hunter and Friends show and talk about relevant issues. Police brutality, huge, huge issue. I also work with law enforcement. I've worked with the New York City Guardian Angels, so I've worked hand-in-hand not only with the auxiliary but also with the regular patrol officers. And sometimes we need to actually speak to these officers and remind them what their duty is to protect and to serve, as you had just mentioned. Now, some of them have a tendency to get a little power hungry. They have the weight, they have the weight of the world, you know, on their shoulders, maybe issues at home, and they bring those issues to their jobs. And that's one of the most dangerous things we can do, is bring issues from outside to our job, because there are others to suffer in a way that's not deserved. And especially police officers and soldiers, particularly, I'm part of a group called Oath Keepers, and our primary directive is to make sure that police officers, soldiers, sailors, Marines, all members of the armed forces keep their oath to protect and serve. And you do have to be a member of either military or law enforcement in order to be part of our group. So I do want to give a big shout out to the Oath Keepers worldwide, keeping everyone safe and within their rights.
Okay. Now let's go back to what the question that the pastor had and what she was saying. You know, she commended social media on speaking out about this young lady and the loss that, you know, that everyone lost her. No matter how she lived her life, you know, she was still a person. You know, I want to know from you, Pastor, what are they doing about this in Mount Vernon? Are there marches or, like, what's going on?
We're actually waiting. The Attorney General has just picked the case up, so we're waiting for a conclusive autopsy. We're waiting for a complete investigation to take place, and our mayor, Davis, is also doing the same thing before he begins to release names and, you know, of officers that were on duty on that day. We're just kind of waiting for the facts before we start to jump off. But like you said, I like one thing that you just said, is that all of these people are people. In spite of whatever they may or may have not done, they are still human, and this is one of the rights that we are fighting now, even with our Dr. Martin Luther King, who has for many years tried to fight for us for civil rights, when in fact we still don't have human rights. So, you know, our journey is very long for us, but we have to, at this time, even as a pastor in the spiritual realm, we have to fight with precision. We can't go swinging in the wind anymore and doing this kind of miss and hit stuff because it just sets us back. So we're waiting now for the facts, and then once all the facts are in, we know, you know, how we will proceed, because as you know, this is a pretty much 86% African-American city. It's a 4-square-mile city. So it's not hard for us to get the attention that we need, but we want to just make sure we're on the right foot.
You're absolutely correct. I noticed that they did not name those officers, and I don't know. I mean, can you give us any news to if they have been suspended besides them withholding their names? Because to me, that in itself says a lot, that they have not spoken not only of their names, but even to say, you know, if they've been suspended or not.
I think we're at the same old cliche, loose lips sink ships, that
right.
They're not saying anything until they have accuracy, until they know exactly what happened. And as we see with Sandra Bland, there's video footage and all those kind of things. None of those things have been released for us yet. So we're just kind of, you know, waiting like everyone else is.
You know what's so sad? If it was a civilian who killed another civilian, they would have apprehended him or her and had her up for homicide. But because it's the police, and yet again, I don't want to speak against them, but your people too, you have a civic duty to honor and protect the communities of the state that you work in, meaning that you must be of mental health. You must be of physical health. You must be above the public in order to serve the public. Am I correct? So
yes,
if you can't,
you are
if
right.
you can't, right, if you can't be that, then you have no business on the police force or in, on any job serving anything. One thing I have noticed, and I don't mean to preach about it because I'm going to get another caller on the line, is that, and I don't mean to say, we're not supposed to say retarded anymore, but I'm going to say it. Retarded is the new normal, and normal is the new retarded. If you're normal, you're retarded. If you're retarded, if you're normal, you're retarded. If you're retarded, you're normal. And that's acceptable, and I think our government keeps us that way because then we won't figure out what the hell they're doing. How do we have politicians who are robbing and stealing? Okay, they may be indicted. How many are we going to indict without having someone to police them to say, listen, we're tired of throwing your asses in jail. Now, this is the rules you got to go by, and this is the hoops you got to jump through. So that means if you do commit crimes, you got to go over mountains, you got to go through sea, you got to go through land, you got to go through everything in order to break the law, and that's when we're going to fry your ass. We need preventive measures in everything that we do. So I'm going to put my other caller on. 716-566 is on the line. Hello, twin. How are you? I got one of my twins on. Hello? Can you hear me? Uh-oh.
Hello?
She's probably connected.
Hello,
to
can you hear me?
Hey. Hi, we can hear
Hello.
You. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you. That is really
okay.
A good topic.
Do you have any? Welcome to the show. Yeah, well, welcome to the show. Weigh in on what you think the topic that we have today and the pastor and Lex have been speaking about.
Yes, it's definitely an issue, and I'm glad that we're addressing it as a community instead of acting crazy, wilding out, tearing up the city. I think we should be just more legislative about it.
Exactly. Instead of tearing up the city. Because people think, oh, yeah, we're going to just riot, we're going to loot, and we're going to tear shit up. And the only people that really get affected are the shop owners and the insurance companies. It really doesn't really make a difference. I mean, I don't think it does. I may be wrong. What do you guys think? Do you think it makes a difference to riot and loot in March?
Hunter, as far as marching, I believe that civil disobedience is definitely a way to get a point across. However, I agree with you as far as physically tearing up the city. It does nothing. It does nothing to solve
really
the situation.
Does.
It only puts us in a bad light.
Exactly. It only looks at us like, look at these animals. Look how they're acting. You see why we're such and such and such got killed? You know, things like that. I'm just perplexed. I'm perplexed. Mental health, we need more. We need more help with mental health. People, like, we're getting the residuals of the crack baby. Remember that era with the crack baby? Remember that? When the crack babies were really little? Well, these crack babies have grown up. I'm not saying that everybody who commits crimes are crack babies, but it seems like, no, I'm serious. It seems like we are in the era of the cleanup of the crack babies who are committing crimes, who are doing these things. I mean, back in the day, crack babies had to have special tutors in class. These crack babies have grown up. We don't know the history of a lot of people. And if you go back, I'm sure a lot of people were born through the funnel of a crack mama or daddy. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, since we're touching on health, I'm going to add someone else on the line. Hi, 9935, you're on the line. Is this Skywalker? Hello? Welcome to the Hunter and Friend Show. Can you hear me?
Hey, Hunter, how you doing? This is Skywalker from out of Miami.
I got you. Introduce yourself to everyone, Skywalker. You're no stranger to the Hunter and Friend Show.
Yes, I'm Skywalker with Top Guns MC out of the Fort Lauderdale chapter. And we've been in 2007 club.
Since 2007, am I correct?
Correct.
Yes. As those of you who don't know, I've just made them the official MC club of the Hunter and Friends show for the year of 2015 and 2016. Last year, we had the Detroit Playgirls, and they were the official social club of the Hunter and Friends show. And I went out there to visit those girls, and I had a really great time. They turned it up in Detroit. Now we're going to turn it up in Fort Lauderdale, because tell them, when is your party?
Annual 357 chapter annual will be October 23rd and 24th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
So everyone, get your tickets, look them up. You know, tell them where they can find, where they can buy some tickets. I mean, what if they're long distance? Can they and they want to just say, hey, let's take a trip down to Fort Lauderdale? What can they do?
We have a website is Top Guns MC on Facebook. We at this present time we'll be listening and putting the information out there on social media networks for everyone. But let me see something here. Bear with me for just 1 second.
Yeah. Also, since you're looking for that, I wanted to touch on, because we were talking about the police, and, you know, we have the pastor online who's weighing in on the young lady who passed away in Mount Vernon. That's a great topic, a hot sizzle topic, because, I mean, she's not the only one who's perished in the hands of the police department. But I'm also, I want to touch on what's going on in your club and what you guys have been going through. But if you want to weigh in on what you heard of what's been going on around, you know, up here in this young lady that was in police custody, and all over this is happening. So what is your thought and theory on it?
Well, here in Miami or in Florida, period, South Florida area, I'm sure we're no different than our reputation kind of perceives us by here in Miami with, you know, some of the past history with the carjacking and some all of the uprise that we've been having and stuff like that in the Miami area. But we're, as a lot of the bike clubs, we have the FSC, the Sports Bike Council, Florida Sports Bike Council, and a couple of other national bike chapters. They're merging and coming together, and we kind of changing that image in the light here in Florida about the bike world, and we're trying to put out positive things. We right now just hosted back here the back-to-school drive for the kids. We try and get out and be positive in the light for the kids because they see us, and a lot of times the media and the general public want to, you know, notarize us as being gangs. We're not gangs. We're just people who like to ride sports bikes, cruisers, or whatever, and let the winds just blow through your hair. That's what we like to do and enjoy.
Exactly.
And if we do it
exactly
in a large number and a pack, then so be it. That's how we all are. We all have the same love
right.
for two wheels. And, you know, when
that's
people
right.
who don't understand that world that we live in, of course they, like ignorant folks do, they
right.
start classifying it as a game and some of the negative things that associate with that, and that's not what we're about. So every day, all of the clubs here in Florida, we work hard and diligently together and trying to change that image and that light. And we're doing that.
Of
we
course.
Do positive things. We have, like I say, the back-to-school drive with the kids. We have
right.
Stop the Violence, Guns Down, in the urban communities and all, with some of the kids, getting them involved. And, you know, we out every day doing
right.
positive things.
You keep the community positive and going.
Kids.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. Now Pastor, are you still on the line? I don't know if she can hear me.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay. You heard some of the things that Skywalker said that we do. We're in the bike community, so it's a little different. But what does your community do to keep it positive? You know, so things like this, even though it's going on, that you can lift the spirits of the people and the camaraderie of your community. Because right now you guys are facing something that's really hard and for any community. So how are you keeping it together?
Well, that's one of my greatest challenges in this city as a new pastor. We're looking for ways to try and get the people educated and to kind of, like you said, prevention is better than cure. It's easier for us to teach them, you know, to prevent conflict and different things that will happen rather than try to cure something as big as this incident that we're talking about today. So right now, pretty much, I hate to say it, but the community is just at bay. We're just waiting for the next incident. You know, we can't, we have no control, literally, because we all know that it is through education and it is through wisdom. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a pastor, through the wisdom of God, but it is through the wisdom that we have to teach the people how to handle themselves and even conduct themselves. Because I heard you talking about the mental health people, the dysfunctionalism inside of the families, the attributes of drug use. We're dealing with a lot of psyches, a lot of people that are
I'm
walking around
you.
The town. You know, and
I mean,
they're doing,
and now,
you know.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. And now, everybody, we're faced with the new epidemic of synthetic marijuana. Are you serious? That's like smoking your mother's plastic plant off of her. Off of, you know, from back in the 80s and the 70s, I remember my mother used to have plastic plants that they used to get stuck. And so now we're faced with that. I mean, it's just one drug after the other. And then I'm just, like, perplexed. Like, we need more policing. The police are not policing, so we need a higher power to police. You understand? I believe the police should be on the lower stand, and there should be someone higher. Not just the White House, not just the governor. That's just one person. It's the governor. Not just the mayor. That's one person. Not just the police commissioner. That's just one person. You need a team. I know they have internal affairs. I'm looking here on my board line. I'm sure somebody's listening to me because there's a number that goes straight across the board that goes all one, which is strange. But to me, you know, in my opinion, is we are faced with these people that have demons from the past or they've been born through it. Sigmund Freud often talks about the fears that we need to have in order to be functioning people. And to actually have functional children. And in the beginning stages of a child's life, they need nurturing. And back in those days, the crack days, there was no nurturing. There was just these babies that were born with issues and nobody knew how to deal with it. But I'm telling you, now they've grown up. And I'm not trying to say everybody who commits murder is a crack baby. Everybody who's a rapist is a crack baby. Every police officer is a crack baby that commits murder. I'm not saying that. But mental health, mental illness is me, and we need to get our hands on it.
It's getting a little difficult to hear you. It's getting a little difficult to hear you. I don't know if somebody got
somebody
window down.
Okay, can somebody mute your phone? Yeah, you can hear somebody moving if you could mute your phone if you're not talking. Well, I just want to really get you guys to open up about this. Like, what do you think? I mean, is there some legitimacy on what I'm talking about? Because, and then I want to get to Sue, who's actually the founder of Skywalker Club, and I want everybody to wish him well because he just had a heart attack. So we want to talk about that also.
Yes, and we want to pray for him. I understand what you're saying. It's almost an oxymoron because we're saying on one hand, at the hands of the police, these horrific things are happening to us as a people. But then on the other hand, we're saying we need more policing. The young man that was talking prior to you, he was talking about the Bikers Club and the Chaplains Club, you know, being chaplains. There is, like you're saying, a group of people that we are challenged, even like the guardian angels in the days of old. We have to now start getting into our community rooms, into the project community rooms. There's so many areas that are open for us, but we have to get in there and start reaching the people through workshops and teaching them, conducting themselves, even on something as small as a spot check, or if we have raised the eyebrow of a police officer and they're asking us, you know, for our ID, one of the things we commonly might say is, for what? You know, I wasn't doing anything, officer. I was just walking down the street. But when you know that you have people that are not mature and they are authority abusers, you don't challenge authority when people don't know what to do with power. So we have to teach our people how to work underneath these type of situations and circumstances rather than just give them your ID, let them say what they're going to say, because I've been pulled over because, you know, I'm driving around in my black BMW. I know what it is to be racial profile. I come out of the third most discriminatory city in the country. I know what it is to walk into a store and ask for a size 8 shoe, and they tell me they don't have it. So then I go in and ask for a 10, and they say, oh, we only have an 8. And I say, I'll take that. So I know how to work my way around things. And so
know,
this is what.
No, I'm sorry, Pastor. I agree with you somewhat, and somewhat I disagree with you. I believe
right.
that when the police is asking you for your identification, you have the right, because it belongs to, it's on your property, even though it belongs to the government, but you have the right to ask him what is it that he's asking you for your identification for. Did you
exactly.
commit a crime? I think
you're
we
true,
all
but
need
the
to
same
brush
thing
up
with,
on that.
Yes, the same thing with what we see the video footage with Sandra, this happening with her, and it ends up, many times we see this on social media, what ends up like a routine pullover spot check, ends up with a routine asking them what's in the bottle, it ends up being a conflict. So if it's going to keep us, because we're trying to stay alive, you know, we're trying not to be traumatized anymore. We come from years of traumatic experiences, even like you said with Sigmund Freud, in our own childhood back in the crib, we've been traumatized to certain degrees by our own family members. So we're trying to keep down the peace, you know, like the same incident that you were talking about in Baltimore with the fighting and the rioting. Some of my pastor friends down there were saying, we don't care if they burn down CVS. We don't care if they burn down Walgreens because they don't belong to us. Nothing in this country belongs to African Americans. It's like the game of Monopoly.
Including money.
Right, we can land on the property. Money. We can play it. We can land on it, we can play on it, we can rent it, but we cannot own it because it's already bought. So we have to learn how to work in a more wise way so that we can build our own around ourselves, you know, and yet not offend
exactly.
folks. People want to come in and burn our stuff down or destroy us. So this is what
exactly.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about
exactly.
just a more... another level of us intellectually, and that's where we have to do some working together and coming
well, I
in.
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct, Pastor, and I think that Mount Vernon should stand up for their rights. I don't like the silence. I think that days are going by and no one has any answers. I think that Mount Vernon should demand answers. Mount Vernon should go to the president demanding answers and asking him to step in. Area code 215-868, and I'm going to ask, everybody, if you're not speaking, to please mute your phone. If you would like to speak, please speak out. Just be polite, say excuse me, but speak out. This is a really hot topic. 215-868, you're on.
Hey, hi, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hi, I guess I got Miss Pat now. Yeah.
I'm a bear. Right now I'm doing a lot of that going on, but I'm listening. But you know what? I didn't get a chance to hear the topic, but it's always good because you always have a good topic, Hunter. And I want to thank God for
you
and what you're doing for the community.
Thank you.
Opening up people's eyes and educating people. So a lot of y'all need to get a pencil and a piece of paper and hold what you got.
Thank you.
On this show
thank
because
you,
you're being educated. But what I want to
thank
talk
you.
About and have nothing to do with this title is that this MC community, you know, we had a biker get killed the other night, Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. And not only that he was by himself, he was riding with other riders. And, you know, for some time reason, he got left. And he died.
That's crazy.
You know, but
what
I'm saying to everybody, I can understand you panic, you scared, but always when you ride with somebody else went down, got up, looked back, and picked up their bike and went on. You know, I'm not
are
mad at nobody.
They picked up a bike before a person.
They picked
oh
up. They
God.
Fell also. They slid also and fell. Looked back, got back on their bike, and they rolled out. But it's like this. Don't be afraid because one of your friends went down. No matter what happened, they was being chased or they was out there balling. I don't care.
Right.
Don't leave your boy or your biker person, friend, whoever behind. Always go back and make sure they okay. You know what
well,
I mean? And like, Florence,
I'm sorry to cut you off. What the hell happens to brother and sisterhood? Why you think
we're
together?
Well, see, I'm
going to
tell you something.
That's right.
But see, this is the deal, right? And I understand. See, I look at both sides. And I got blow by blow from the state police calling me, watching them before it even happened. You know, and see, they don't never know who's who, know what, and who's who. But in the meantime, I understand if the police chasing you, you're trying to get away. But if your boy go down, go back. Because if you're trying to go back, you know what I'm saying? Take a U and go back. And then, you know, like pretend like you don't know nothing about it, but be there for that particular person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
The way this thing happened is very strange the way it happened. To this young star cutting my field from patch. The way that it happened was really strange. But all I'm saying is I got an issue with the state highway, and I need, when y'all share it on my page, I need y'all to support it. I need y'all to write these council people and let them know. And every 5 miles, there should be a U-turn in the middle. There should, don't take it off like that. Damn,
that's the
state
part.
Don't take it off like that.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
It's okay, Ms.
I'm fighting against the state right now. About every 5 miles, I don't care, north and southbound, it's a barrier in between north and southbound. Every 5 miles, there should be a U-turn where somebody can make a U-turn. It is illegal. It should be a U-turn there. It took them the paramedics so long to come down because there wasn't a place for them to make a U-turn to come on the southbound from the northbound. But what I'm really talking about, listen, whoever you ride with, make sure they got your back. I don't care who it is. It could be your mother, your father, your sister. If you get stopped, all you got to do is pull over. It's time to go to court. I'd rather go with you in court than to come into a church to a funeral.
You know, that's right. Well, I have to
Amen.
Say this. Amen. I have to say this. We people join clubs. I've actually been in a club also. We join a club because we are in a community of people, and we want to be a part of a group of people. Somebody, please use your phone.
That's me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Please. We want to be amongst people who share something in common, which is the love of riding. We love this bike life. We vacation together. We do things together. And there are things that we this is our bike life. And how the hell are we sharing it with each other, with people who are leaving us on the ground? That's not brotherhood. That's not sisterhood. You're a part of a family when you join a group of people. You're supposed to be family, and you're going to pick your bike up before you pick up a human being. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's disgusting. Who else is on the line? Is that you, Boogie, that's on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to touch on what Pastor Cooper was saying. I was going to touch on that. When the police pull you over, my whole philosophy is we know the police are supposed to be professional, but you want to keep, I know everybody gets upset when they get pulled over. I've gotten upset, but I don't let it get to the point where I'm cursing at the police officer. I just say, all right, well, I thought you were stopping me for a light out, but he's asking me, oh, where you going? What's in the back of your car? What's it? You know, I know they violate. But less said is better. Yeah, like, all right, officer, sure. No, just answer their questions. As long as you get out alive, that's all you want to do is get out alive.
For Boogie, they get upset when you ask questions. So if you see that an officer is getting exasperated by you asking a question or saying, why do you need this, that, I mean, if you're stopping me, did I commit a crime? Are you in your jurisdiction? You ask those questions. You have to learn.
I mean, I have done that.
And find it.
I have done that in the past, but, like, it seems like things are getting different now. These cops, they have a short fuse. So, like, I just got pulled over last week, okay? I was laughing with the officer because I was like, I didn't even realize I was doing that speed. And I said, yo, I was zoned out. You know, he seen I had earplugs in. We kind of laughed about it, and I just talked regular to him. I said, yes, sir, sure. He's like, let me see your license, registration, no problem. And see, by me being cordial and not cursing at him and being nice, and he just said, all right, just let this be a warning. Okay.
You see?
And that's it. He said, try not to come through here speeding. I said, oh, okay, no problem. And that's it. I just wanted to get out alive.
The one advice,
so I started thinking,
the one,
huh?
the one advice I like to give everybody is when you are stopped by a police officer and you're asking why you are being stopped, he has a right to tell you why you're being stopped. If you committed a crime, excuse me. If you have not, then you ask him, can I leave, officer? If you see him getting a little uptight, because like I did mention, we're dealing with people who have mental health issues. It doesn't matter on the job. You could be a president and have mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for their supervisor. You know, before this goes any further, can I have your supervisor here? That's it. Just ask for the supervisor, and you just don't say anything until the supervisor. Am I being detained? If I'm not being detained, I would like a lawyer. If I'm not being detained, why am I? Then let me go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you can ask that. I have to get a, sorry, Bookie. 954-225, you're on.
Okay.
How you doing? This is Superman, National President, Top Guns MC. How's everybody doing today?
Okay,
Good. Oh, God bless you. We want to wish you. Thanks for calling in, Stoop, and I'm sorry to hear that you have been under the weather with your condition. If you want to share it, you may. But I just pray, let's praise the Lord for him being here today. My hats go up to you, brother.
Good news on that one. Put it out there. Folks, again, life is short. You never know when it's going to come to an end. Tuesday morning, I woke up to a massive heart attack. And had emergency surgery to correct the effects of that massive heart attack. And today, 2-3 days later, feeling pretty good. I've been out riding on my small bike today. I've been on my 636 today. I don't think I'm ready for the boost just yet. But yeah, that's bike life.
Oh,
you know, for those of you that understand, that's bike life. You have a heart attack on Tuesday, and you all doing wheelies down the highway on Thursday. So,
God.
Getting to the topic, you know, it's kind of funny. People think that it's when I make the statement about the fact that I'm getting close to 50 and I've never had a moving violation in my life. And I've had people say, oh, that's bullshit, that's crazy. You know, if you run a background check on me, it'll turn up that I literally have never had a moving violation in my life. Now, I'm a 6'4", 300-pound black man living in South Florida. However, the reason why I've never had a moving violation is because every single time that I've ever been pulled over by any law enforcement officer, I immediately understand the mentality of an officer who's making a traffic stop. The very first thing that they teach in the academy is establish dominance right from the beginning, which means shout, yell, whatever it takes to have the upper hand when you first approach the person that you're pulling over. Well, the first thing I do is I completely give up to that. As soon as they come out with all the, you know, bravado and rah-rah, good afternoon, officer.
Right.
How can I help you today? Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I've had officers who pulled me over and immediately called in for backup. I'm a big dude. But as soon as they walk up to me, the conversation stops, and I turn it into, hey, how you doing? How's the shift doing today? You know, a lot of stops today?
See?
A crazy day for you today? Immediately change the situation. When you do the, am I being detained? Can I go? Can I get a supervisor? That can work for you. However, it creates a situation of hostility. It creates negativity.
Yeah.
If you instead take it from the perspective of seeing the officer side of the point, the officer side of you, you'll do so much better. Again, I'm coming up on 50 years old, and I've never had a moving violation. I've been pulled over several times. I stunt on the freeway. I stunt on the top street. I stunt in my sleep. Maybe that's why I had a heart attack. But given all that, I got pulled over before on my little 636. I got pulled over doing a wheelie, 15 miles an hour, going down the street. Police officer pulled me over, immediately irate. I got off with a warning. Now, again, just to recap, 6'4", 300 pounds, doing a wheelie down a main street at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday.
Oh,
15 miles an hour. And I still got away without a ticket. It's all about presentation. And again,
it really
you know, we can do a lot of things to say, you know, yeah, well, you know, you got to tell them your rights. You got to tell them this. You got to tell them that. They're already used to that. And when they hear that, it gets them even more active. So if you can just diffuse the situation, if you can diffuse the situation by turning it into, you know what, you're right, dude. You're the boss. Yeah, dude, you're in control. You're running things. Okay, how can I help you, buddy?
And you know, Soup, not to cut you off, but some people don't have any power at home. There are a lot of men who are emasculated. There are a lot of women who are abused. And the only power that, and voice that they do have is at their job. You see the ticket wardens, what do you call them here, traffic wardens? What do you call them here in New York, the people who give tickets? You know what I'm talking about. You see them, they so happy to give you that ticket. Oh, my God. It's the power. It's them feeling important with
Hunter,
power. You know what I'm saying?
If I may interject, Hunter, I completely agree with that. You know, I respect, you know, law enforcement, and
I
do speak to them in a courteous and cordial fashion. The only thing is that what I do not encourage is what I call bootlicking. We cannot allow them to think that it is our place as citizens to bow down to their power, to their will. They have a certain amount of power to enforce the law, but it is not our duty to bow down to them. Up to a certain point, yes, as far as being cooperative. However, when it comes to
put some more in.
Well, and I think I can agree with what the gentleman just said. Yeah,
I don't
condone bootlicking.
Miss Pat,
What are you saying? Hello. Hello.
I'm still here, Hunter.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We have one caller we got to get to. 914-299. I'm sorry to keep you holding.
Hi, everyone. This is AJ from Snuff Productions. How's everybody doing today?
Hey.
Hanging in there.
How are you?
Fine.
Are you been weighing in? I'm sorry to keep you holding so long, AJ.
No. Can I add my 2 cents? I'm not a biker.
Absolutely.
As most of you know, but I am a driver, and I have been stopped on several occasions, and I think we should all exercise the fact that we have charisma. We know how to talk to people, and even though we may be having a bad day, that cop could be having a bad day, but I'm thinking in terms of if I get him agitated or if I remain agitated, I wind up in jail. He still has his job, but I wind up in jail. So I realize that, yes, we do have power, but there's a time when we can exercise that power. Now, one of the things I've gotten in the habit of doing is hitting my record button on my phone and putting it inside of me, and it's running while I'm talking. I'm very polite to the officer. I mean, any question he asks, I answer. Well, let me share with you, because Hunter knows about this story. I was stopped last year, and I won't even say the town I was in, but it's a town in Westchester County. I can say that much. And when the officer stopped me, he had already ran my tag, and of course it came up that I owed tickets in an area that I didn't even realize I owed a ticket. So I was totally honest when I said I didn't know. Because I had paid tickets the day before in White Plains, but found out I had tickets in another jurisdiction too. So I explained that I didn't know. Now, this was a Sunday night, and so he was saying, well, I'm going to have to impound your car, and you're going to just gave me the nine, what was going to happen. And I said, well, sir, you know, I'm not but 5 miles away from my house. If I could go home and correct this problem tomorrow, I was very polite. He said, wait a minute. So he goes back to his car. When he comes back to me, he asked me, what is an open mic? And I looked at him, and I was like, because I had a passenger in the car with me, and we looked at each other.
Right.
So, excuse me? He said, what is an open mic? And I said, as in spoken word? He said, yeah, what is spoken word? So he had gone back to his car and pulled up my Facebook page. I truly believe that that officer that pulled her over knew a lot more about her than she ever really knew. I'm not going to say that it's true, but I know that officers, just like we get on social media, they can get on social media. And I didn't say anything to him, but I knew exactly what he did. He was asking, he knew I was a teacher. Now, where was he going to get that information? Not off my driver's license. So I'm letting you guys know that they know a lot about us, and yes, we can show and exercise our intelligence, and you know, if we had one year in law school or whatever, it's not going to work while you're sitting there with your car getting ready to get arrested. You can pull all that up, and you go, all of that can come out in court, all that information.
And it's true, and you know, AJ and everyone, you also have these police officers who think they are the judge and the jury, and they stick you with unfair charges that don't even belong to you. So I suggest that a lot of people get familiar with your penal code book. So when he's trying to hit you with whatever charges, you ask him what gives him the right to hit you with that. Because unless he's a judge, he's not supposed to give you any of those tickets.
That's
right. A lot
of
people don't know that. That's why the judges often throw out tickets, because they look at a police officer like, really? So basically, I respect the police. A lot of them are beautiful people. And I'm actually going to give a shout out to Commander Rose out there on the 94th Precinct and BSVAC. I want to just give a shout out to them. There are some beautiful people who are like fourth and fifth generation police officers. That means they come from a long line pulling their families that uphold that morality and that integrity of being an officer and serving their state and their community. But you got the ones, like I said, not everybody's a crackhead, but you got the crackhead babies that are slipping through the cracks that want to be police officers and say, hey, listen, my mama was a crackhead or my daddy was a crackhead, but I'm going to be the only one that's going to be a police officer. But you still, at the end of the day, you still that crack baby from the 80s that belonged to Thelma and Joseph. You got what I'm saying? And it's a lot of it's in your DNA. They had this case where this man was a rapist. So he tried to rape somebody. But they wanted to give him life in prison because they said his father was a long-time rapist. And the chances of him raping again is going to be high because he comes from a long line of rapists. I don't know if anybody else heard of that. Did you, Soup? Skywalker, twins, did you have, anybody ever get that?
No, I'm sorry.
Actually, that's been going on. I think it's over with, but that's what's been going on. So
But I do definitely concur with that. I have heard of cases where there has been genetic predisposition to violence and such. So yes, definitely, I agree with you on that for sure.
It's true. I mean, you can think of the statistics of a man seeing his father with his mother's ass all his life as a child. He's going to grow up doing the same thing. A lot of them do. The statistics on that is really high also. So let's getting into health. Superman, you are proof, and all of you who survived these, you know, incidents and health incidents in your life, that there is a God, and we must give all praises to God, Allah, to Buddha, to everybody who, anybody believes in that higher power. But through all of it, we must be good people and to receive such blessings on to be on this earth. And Superman, you are definitely blessed. This chat was definitely blessed. All of you who suffered illnesses, Superman, I understand, because I had got injured on the quad and I had surgery, and everybody teased me because I was back up and running again with a cast within days.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. It's in your blood, right?
Right.
That's right. We have, as bikers, we look for, there's roundups, there's all sorts of things every year that we go to, like I said, we vacation to, with. And we look forward to these things, the PRO convention, roundups, et cetera. Bike Week is something that has definitely, that's going to be changing. Stay tuned, because we got some ish that's going to knock it out, so bikers. We're going to do Bike Week like we've never done Bike Week before. Bike Week has been reborn and revamped. We have twins on the line. They're part of Bike Week committee. And we have Lex on the line. That's part of Bike Week committee. And I'm going to introduce you. Yeah, he's part of our, who's responsible for our performance. We got Ninja Nation on the line. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there.
Shout out to Ninja Nation.
Sets was good.
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
We're great. We're great, brother. On hold.
No,
so
okay.
Introduce yourself.
I was enjoying the topics you guys were talking about.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. So I announced that, you know, you will be working with us on for BBW. But tell us what's going on with Ninja Nation. Come on, because Ninja Nation is now part of our bike world.
I'm hearing great
know?
Things about Ninja Nation. Talking to you earlier today, this is AJ. And I understand
you started
a new record label?
We officially got the co-sign from the New York State. We got our official seal and everything. I'm working on hiring a staff right now, but I'm still making moves in the process. You know how I do it.
He moves like a pizza, everybody.
Yeah. I barely get any sleep. I'm always working very late, but I'm always securing in as many moves as we can to keep the progress going.
Exactly.
I'm joking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're funny. I kind of want to just tell us what else you got going on in Ninja Nation. Tell us. What's coming up?
As far as the label is concerned, we're releasing our mixtape. We've been working on a mixtape for the last 6 months with everybody on it. That's being hosted by DJ Culture of Desert Storm Radio, and we're releasing that in 34 countries now. It was 27, but we got an extra 7 countries locked in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be dropping that sometime early September and having our launch party and release party at the same time for the mixtape release party. After that, I plan to take a few of my artists. We're going to hit up London, Ibiza, France, and Cyprus.
I'm going to Ibiza. I'm going to France. France is a little island. Cyprus is a little island outside of Greece, everybody. Cyprus is beautiful. You have not seen anything until you've been to Cyprus. We go to Bahamas. We go to our local, but they're just our Caribbean right around the corner. But Cyprus is just amazing. It really is. I'm very proud of you, man. And like I said, the first time I've seen you perform was at Gasolina's, and I'm very proud to say that you're part of our bike world now and just making your music happen.
Hunter, if I may interject, I want to give a big shout-out to Ninja Nation. This your boy, Lex Lightshine. I wanted to say y'all did a great job up in White Plains at AJ Joy Simpkins' event up in White Plains that
the
Hunter put me on
the
to.
Beach
and,
mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And I also have MC Lolly Lolly, who would like to give a shout-out to you guys in Ninja Nation.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo,
I appreciate the love, everybody. It's always appreciated. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. It's people like you guys who keep us going strong and keep us motivated to keep making these moves.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, you know, it's your boy, MC Lolly Law, man, and I support the movement always, you know.
Right.
Hunter, I always support you, girl. You know what you're doing with this radio thing. You know what I'm saying? You got great topics on the show. You know, and the nation, man, you know your boy's watching. You know what I'm saying? You guys are making some moves, and I support you. So, you know,
I appreciate it, Lolly. I can't wait to hang out with you.
Yeah, you already know, man. We're going to miss.
Well, wait, I was just going to give a plug, Lolly. Come on. Plug your radio, plug your record label, and plug your detail business, please.
Well definitely my record label is Shore Blast Records. You know, it's definitely official label, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I actually got it together in the beginning of this year. And, you know, mclawlylaw.com, you know, you could just check the website, man. You can see all the up-and-coming events, shows that we did, you know, pictures, all that. You know, the magazines I'm in now, I made the front cover of Mountain Dog Entertainment Magazine just recently. You know, because of the movie Frank Chase in the Streets of Harlem that we're in.
Give a shout out to In the Streets of Harlem, baby, Frank Chase.
Yeah,
can't
definitely.
I can't wait for that film, man. You gotta see Almighty Catch a Body in this film. Lolly Lolly plays. We won't go into detail, but me and Lolly got something going on.
Oh yeah, something big.
Got
it's exciting.
Going on.
It's exciting. So you know, everybody, just you know, stay tuned. You know, to what we're doing with the Frank Chase In the Streets of Harlem film, produced by Michael Hargrove.
Shout out to Michael.
You know, yeah, we got, you know, and to the whole cast, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love everybody we're working with, you know. And,
yeah, we got some good people, great talent.
Making some big moves.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Lolly. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. If you want to, we got a lot of auto clubs out there. If you want to plug your detail business, you can plug it, baby.
Definitely. I got you. Definitely. Well, you already know. You can also reach me at mclawlylaw@yahoo.com. if you want to find out any type of information concerning MC Lolly Law's events and stuff like that. So, you know, it's all love.
That's right. It sure is. Thank you, Lol. I'll see you at rehearsal tomorrow.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. I got
all
you.
All right. But we'll speak up today. I want to
all
thank
right.
everybody. I know it's Friday, and I just want to thank everybody for being on the show. And I'd like to thank everybody for being on the show. The pastor, are you still on? Hello? I don't think I lost her. But anyway, let's just give out some shout-outs before we end the show today. I know it's Friday. I'm not keeping everybody. I'm just really happy to be back on the air. I have to tell you guys.
We're happy you're back
something.
On.
Thank you. I went
yes,
through
we're
something
definitely
with
happy.
My back. Thank you. God bless you guys. Like I said, Soup and Skywalker, I went down last year on the ATV. I'm very blessed to be here and to come out of surgery and be alive.
Amen.
And,
that's
yeah,
right.
I thank God for that. I just want to thank God, man. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not without sin. But I try to do the best that I can, and I want to serve my community and serve it right. I've wore this bike life. I've lived this bike life. I really do, and I love it. I've recently taken to the waters, which is very healing and comforting to me. Everybody should really try to go out on your boat, your jet skis. That seems like the new craze for bikers now, to be on water. I'm going to get to this one last caller, which is 302-272. You're on.
Oh, yeah. What up? This is 8K from Delaware, man. I'm just calling to show love to my boy, Spencer, the Ninja Nation.
Oh, what's up, Delaware?
Hey, what's up, 8K?
Oh, what's up?
8K's part
How you
of
doing?
Our Delaware crew.
That's what I'm talking about. Welcome, man. I appreciate
We're trying to
it.
Gather
Don't
some
you
more
feel
members
free.
Across the states.
Right. Oh, I know. The Ninja Nation is always on the move. You guys are always, you know, I think you guys should film a documentary whenever you're on the road because it's hilarious. When you come back and
Oh, I'm the one with the camera always. I
oh,
always have the camera
the
out. One day I'm giving all this footage to somebody. We're going to have a triple series of documentaries for you. Show you what it takes.
I would love that. 347-457, you're on the line.
How you doing? Spy Face the Throne himself, yours truly. The biggest ninja in the nation. I just called a shout out my homie Set. Remember that I'm very proud of him, and I want everybody to stay blessed and have a beautiful weekend.
Ah,
I appreciate
blessed,
that
brother.
Spot.
Welcome. That was really nice, man. I'm telling you, Ninja Nation is a movement, man. It's not just a record company. It's a movement. But once you see them and the way they perceive you, it's just amazing. I haven't met one person, that person, that's amongst your nation. It's like, I mean, it's like you got, I mean, it's just amazing, amazing movement. I just want to just give everybody a chance to give a shout-out. Anybody want to give a shout-out to anything before I end the show?
Yeah. This is Isis at Top Gun, Buffalo, New York. Just want to give a shout-out to all my brothers, sisters, and Hunter. I'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
That's right.
Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the Suicide Squad. We got another game coming up August 30th. Look for us at Hart Park in Broadway, New Jersey.
That's right. You guys won your last game, am I right, Boogie?
So we did. We got one coming out. We are ready for this game. So
you
want
to share that score with us, or you don't? Or you
also,
prefer not to?
Also, we got a fish fry. We got a fish fry coming up in Newark, so just stay tuned for those dates. All right.
Awesome. Anybody else?
Hunter, I want to give a shout out to my whole crew, everybody in the nation. There's too many to name specifically, but especially Lady Ty, because it's her birthday today. And YD, it was her birthday last week, so I especially want to give a shout out to them and everybody working hard to achieve this goal.
Awesome. Soup, are you still on? Soup or Skywalker?
Yep, I'm right here.
Wait, which one am I talking to? Is this Soup? Oh, you guys are here. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Definitely. I definitely want to give a shout-out to my family up there in New York. I refer to the state of New York, especially my little sister who I just heard a minute ago, Isis. I'm still here with us. I haven't punched out just yet. I'm hopefully looking forward to a lot of our New York family to make the trip down in October for our annual. I'm behind the times, but I'm trying to get up to speed.
Anybody else?
So,
yeah, this is your boy, Lex Light Shine. Shine that light of positivity all day, every day. Thanks for having me on, Hunter. It's a blessing and a privilege. I want to give a shout out to Top Guns, both squads by the name of Top Guns, the two groups. I've heard really great things about y'all. And thank y'all so much for supporting the Hunter and Friends show. We love you guys. Ride safe. Ninja Nation, we love you guys. Everybody out there, thanks for supporting the show, for listening. Pastor Cooper, thank you so much for calling in. Everybody else that called in, God bless. Have a happy Friday.
Thank you. I got one more caller. Anybody else?
Hi, this is AJ. I want to give a shout-out to all of you who came back to the show to listen up. It's almost like we haven't been gone. This is awesome. I especially want to give a shout-out to Hunter. You rock, ladies. Keep it going. I look forward to being a part of Bike Week this coming year. I want to give a shout-out to all those actresses and all those poets out there. Tonight they're opening the show, the Madonna Monologue. So that's going to be in the Maronic. So if you can come on out, that's at 8 o'clock. Get on Facebook to see where it's located in the Maronic. And again, love you all and happy Friday.
That's right. We got one more call, 917, ending with 4479. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors here at Yamaha.
Hello?
They do the damn thing this year. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello? Hi. Yes.
Hey, Dave. How are you, my queen? How's everything?
Hey. Is this Poppy?
This sure
yes,
is, babe.
What's up? Have you been hearing our hot topics today?
I've heard a little some in and out.
Okay. Awesome. I have some guys in here, Poppy. You may want to weigh on this or any other MC people on the call. I heard an argument recently that the R1 can also, the R1 can beat the M1, I mean, sorry, the R1 can beat the new BMW and...
Not a chance in hell.
What you think, Boogie? What you think,
not
Skywalker?
What you think? Scoop? I guess the R1, I don't know who's saying that. I don't care who's riding on that. We can prove it if they want, but that R1 will not do nothing against that BMW or Cowie. Guaranteed.
Or Cowie. Yeah, what do you think, guys?
It's not the point.
Say this again.
It's not the bike, it's who's on the bike, brother.
It's most definitely the rider. I 100% agree with that. But again, that R1 is not doing it. You don't have the power to do it. I don't care who's on that bike.
Not against that Cowie and not against that BM.
Well, let's also look at what we're saying.
You got to get the jump start. That's all on the BMW.
And I'll give somebody two bike leads. who got the R1 and think anything different than I'm saying about that Cowie and BMW?
It all depends on what you're racing.
I said it all depends on what you're racing.
Quarter mile down a track, on the top end, on the freeway. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to race. It does come back to the rider itself.
Definitely,
I'm a Suzuki fan, but you still got to give credit to a lot of different variables to make a race right.
Yeah, definitely. But that, like I said, I personally don't think that R1 can do it. I don't care who's riding that.
Well, you know what? The R1 has another version, which is the M1. I think it's an M1.
And especially not against that Cowie and that BMW. Maybe against the Jigsaw, and I doubt that too.
The R1 has an M1 version that has a black box. That one is a track bike. That bike is official. I don't know if you guys ever knew about it, but that one is the one that's going to supposedly give BMW a run for its money. But the later BMW, the new BMW, is faster than the old BMW, from what I'm told.
And
so
I disagree on that, too.
Anyway.
I don't think the 2010, I think, is one of the fastest BMWs out there. So I don't think the newer version of the BMW.
I completely agree.
You completely agree, Sue?
I completely agree. The 2010 BMW R1000 was one of the fastest bikes ever produced. It was literally, it was the bike that put them on the map. It was a lot of like the 2001 Gixxer 1000. It was the bike that put it on the map.
Exactly. So I don't. Those newer versions is not going to beat that 2010. I'll put it up against that too. You put up a 2015, and I'll go get on a 2010, and I bet you I'll catch you in my rear view.
Okay, this is to all my callers out there. If you are a rider, get in touch with the 100 and Friends Show, the100andfriendshow@gmail.com. You know where to find me here at Wheelsport, 399 Huguenot Street in New Rochelle. If you're ready, if you have a Cowie, what's the model of the Cowie? It's the one that's the fastest one. What is that?
The
what?
The GX10.
You got a GX10, or if you have a BMW, and what is the year? 2010?
Yeah,
2010 BMW. A 2010. And if you have a R1, preferably an M1, that will go up against these three bikes, let's see who's the winner. I really want to see that.
Listen, y'all. This is Lolly, and I just want to say something, man. I've ridden bikes too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And my whole thing is this. It's really down to the individual who knows how to ride that bike.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because, and it depends, especially like my man said earlier, it depends on the terrain that you're riding on. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have a lot of turns and a lot of stuff that you have to go through. But if you're going on a straightaway, man, it depends on the person's heart who can take that bike to its fullest extent.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The bike could be made to go fast, but is your heart ready for that?
Exactly.
It's your heart. Lolly said the heart.
Exactly.
Lolly, you know us ninjas are always ready for that.
You know your
heart's ready for it. Hey, couldn't have said it better. My 3 weeks on the track, I'm walking deuces. There it is. But on the straightaway, what if
you're crazy? Now, you know we on the Fiker Show right now, okay? But anyway, my callers, listen, if you got a GX10 or you have a BMW, preferably 2010, or if you want to put the 2010 against the newer one, let me know. The R1, let's all go up against, not me. Don't even put me involved. But I would love to see it on a straightaway, on a curb, whatever it is. I would love to see this. I really want to see who would really, really win. So being that, and I love it, guys, we're going to end the show. I just want to give a shout-out to all my callers, to my listeners. Pastor, thank you so much for calling in. Boogie, that was a great hookup. She started that hot topic called fizzling, and that's hot. Shout-out to Ninja Nation. You're doing big things, man. I'm telling you. You move like a ninja, but you around. You get it out there. Ninja Nation is on the move. Thank you, Ms. Pat, for making us aware in the biker community how some of us are not acting correctly. Ms. Pat is the nationwide president of community liaisons. I'm the New York State community liaison. If you need anything, call on Hunter within reason, please. I like that topic we talked about. Huh?
I'm sorry, Hunter. I just wanted to say one last thing before we go off the air. I wanted to mention about abuse awareness. We were talking about mental issues and things of that nature. I just had to put this out there. For all of you men out there who call yourselves men, treat your women good. Don't beat your women up. Treat them well.
Right.
That's inside the bike world and outside the bike world. If you put your hands on a woman and abuse them or mentally abuse your women as a biker or as a civilian, you're not a man. That's all I can say on that.
That's right.
Representing all my strong kings out there who love their women and all the queens out there who respect themselves. Much love to you all.
Oh, thank you, Lex. Thank you so much for that. It's just bringing awareness to that also. I want to just
just give Mark more shout-outs. Shout-out to you guys because you just be the man. You be rocking out. You helped us on the Anastasia Call and Frank Chase. And we really appreciate you on that and all the great things that you do in serving our community, serving your brother and sister. And I mean, I know you've been a biker, but if you were still a biker riding around, you would definitely be serving your brothers and sisters and your children. Ms. Todd made us aware of his brother and sisterhood, how it's fallen, literally fallen, because a man almost lost his life. And a guy who was with him went and picked up a bike instead of helping his brother out. I mean, a bike. Can you believe that? You know, I'm just disgusted. But anyway, shout out to the twins, Isis and Mysterious. Shout out to you guys. I can't wait for BBW, for Soup and Skywalker's Top Guns. I love you guys so much. I can't wait to see you down in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, Lolly Law. Shout out to you. Please mute your phone, whoever that is. Also, who else? Am I missing anybody, guys? AJ, self-production. Thank you. You got a lot of things.
Gotta say shout out to the biggest ninja in the nation for calling up. Shout out to the Throner, Spot Face.
That's right. Am I missing anybody? I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our lives. Thank you for everything. Without you, I don't want. And we praise you, and that's right, in his name. Amen. And I just thank
Hallelujah.
You guys for just giving me the support on my show. I'm happy to be back. And thank you, Boogie, for pushing me to do my show today. Because, you know, this back thing has really got me down and out. But I'm back, man. You know? I'm back.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm back, bitches. No, let me stop. I'm back.
Yeah, keep it strong, clean down.
I'm back. And just keep being amazing, everybody. Be a good person. Love with your heart. And remember not to ever say things you don't mean. Because you, what do they say? Don't write checks your ass can't cash. On that note, TGIF Friday. I love you guys.